Graham, Biden makes Chamberlain look like Churchill. By Jeff Poor on March 9, 2022. Tuesday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, argued the Biden administration should have taken a more hawkish approach to deal with Russia in the lead-up to its invasion of Ukraine. Graham told host Jesse Waters he was underwhelmed by President Joe Biden, who he said made former UK Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, who took a dovish approach in dealing with Adolf Hitler's advance on Europe, look like his successor, former UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who led the British along with allies to victory in World War II. "Here is why I think they made a mistake. We should have punched Putin in the nose when he had 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine," he said. "We should have went after the oil and gas sector early on to maybe deter the invasion. At every moment, Biden appeased Putin, and here's what have you today. You have good people in the Ukraine fighting to the death for their freedom. You have the Russian army stalled. I think the Chinese are watching how we deal with Putin. So are the Iranians, so what happens to the Ukraine doesn't stand the Ukraine. Let's help Ukrainians fight back as hard as they can. Let's start destroying the ruble. Do you know why Biden went after oil and gas? No change of heart. Change in politics. Americans are pissed that we allowed Putin to get so reckless and so strong. Biden makes Chamberlain look like Churchill," Graham continued. "So here is my view of this, and I said this on the show weeks ago. When it comes to bullies, stand up to him. Putin has a pair of twos. We have a full house. I want him to go. I want him, I want his regime to end. I hope people in Russia will take the bastard out. If we'd done this 20 years ago, we'd be a lot better off. What have we learned from history? The longer you let people go who murder, rape, steal and plunder, you live to regret it. So now is the time to be all in to help the Ukrainian people fight for their own freedom. No boots on the ground, but we can turn the tide of battle. And we have got to tell the Russian people you will never have a normal life if you follow this guy Putin. We're going to destroy the Russian ruble, the Russian economy. And I'm hoping somebody in Russia will step up to the plate and do what they should have done in Germany," he added. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.